I love food. I love everything about food. I love the way it looks. I love the way it smells. I love thinking about it. I love buying it. I love cooking it. And of course, I love eating it. I love, love, love eating food. I love food so much that I sweat when I eat. Maybe I love food because I was raised in a large family with lots of great food. Our meals were long and loud, especially loud. My family was proof positive that indulging in great meals can bring lots of joy. The Haggard social life was formed around food. Marathon dinners were a family highlight. I've continued some of these traditions in my own family. I can still picture everyone sitting around piles of mashed potatoes and gravy, beef, chicken, loads of green beans, corn on the cob with warm butter melting down the sides, cold milk, iced tea, pies, cobblers, ice cream for dessert. Mom often thought she was making too much food, but in the end, we'd be scraping the mashed potato bowl and competing for the last slice of cherry pie. Because of those meals, which happened not just at Thanksgiving and Easter, but every Sunday after church and many evenings during the week, I associate food with good conversation, laughter, and love. To this day, fried chicken, pot roast, and mashed potatoes and gravy are heaven for me. When I'm together with friends and family, we eat. It's a social ritual, and it's fun. I love good food, and I also love what it creates. Food opens the door to gathering with good friends around the table. Such meals provide a kind of security. Food is deep, enriching conversation. Food is lighthearted storytelling. Food is laughter. Food is so much fun. Food, family, and friends, they go together. But food isn't just a heartwarming childhood memory. Food is a hobby. I love to snack. I eat while watching television, nachos, fruit, candy, cookies, popcorn, or an orange. Anything will do. Or, better yet, Jelly Bellies. Oh, I love Jelly Bellies. I keep a large bowl of Jelly Bellies in the center of my conference table right beside a bowl of nuts. They are both serious midday snacks, but Jelly Bellies have a special place in my heart. Why? Because they each have a unique flavor for only 4 calories a bean. Yes, it's true. Just 4 calories for a tongue-tingling punch. My guess is that it takes just about that many calories to reach over and eat one, so it might be impossible to gain weight on Jelly Bellies. I'm just hoping. Jelly Bellies are not casual food for me. They're serious business. I like the red ones best. My office staff buys them in jumbo-sized bags. They buy one bag of assorted flavors and another bag of all red. We mix them in one bowl, but this way we're able to maintain a high red-to-non-red Jelly Belly ratio, which is very important for my emotional health. If I ever ran out of red Jelly Bellies before the end of the day, I might need therapy. As I said, the Jelly Belly bowl sits in the middle of the conference table. Being a pastor, I have tons of meetings, and during each meeting, I can enjoy a handful or two or three or four or five. Jelly Bellies make people feel good, and they cover for me when I can't think of anything to say in the meeting. My mouth is too full to talk. Why do I go to hockey and baseball games? No question. Because certain foods taste best in those settings. Camping.